An Arizona Senate bill that would have created a statewide database of DNA was dramatically scaled back and then was amended again, all within 72 hours. The original wording of the bill would have required DNA collection from a number of public employees, volunteers, and others. That included foster parents, real estate agents, and teachers. But on Tuesday, the bill's sponsor, David Livingston, limited the scope to just DNA collection from professionals who care for patients with intellectual disabilities in an intermediate care facility, like, for example, Hacienda Healthcare. And then a third iteration of the bill was introduced to the Senate Transportation and Public Safety Committee yesterday. Arizona Republic reporter Bree Burkett was at the hearing when the bill passed, and she joins us. Now, Bree, first of all, this is wild. I mentioned three iterations. What motivated Senator Livingston to start with what he had and then move on to what ended up yesterday?
Oh, my goodness. So for a while, we had no idea what motivated him. The bill was put out there without any kind of explanation. So then yesterday during the committee hearing, he did say it was inspired by Hacienda. So the hope was to, we had to do something about these sexual assaults to keep it from happening again.
Did it seem like a huge overreach, the original bill, to most folks, or no?
Yes, and as we spoke to experts, they said the same thing. No other states have anything that expansive, and even the second iteration was still unusual. Mm.
But the newest version doesn't have anything anymore, it sounds like, to do with Hacienda Healthcare, where this woman was impregnated while she was incapacitated, right?
It doesn't, it doesn't. So what it would do, the newest version of the bill, anytime there's a sexual assault and a rape kit is performed, it would take the DNA that's taken during that examination and then test it using a rapid DNA system, which takes up to 2 hours, which is much faster than the traditional method. And it would be run against the current database, which includes people convicted of serious felonies, sex crimes, that sort of thing, and have a match quicker. And that was used in the Hacienda case.
That rapid response.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if this is passed, it could theoretically help in investigations like this.
It could. I mean, we already have the technology. We know DPS currently uses rapid DNA. Phoenix Police used it in Hacienda. So the key is it would just make it the standard to always use that rapid DNA system.
I have to ask another question sort of related to this before we get into the politics, because that fascinates me as well. Is there really only one company providing this kind of testing right now, and is that an issue for anyone?
So there are two companies that provide it. DPS currently has both of those manufacturers in their state crime lab. But the bill as it currently is says that the instrument needs to be approved by the FBI. Only one company is currently approved by the FBI. Now, the second one could go through that process, but at the moment, that one company will have a monopoly.
How partisan has this issue become, and is it less partisan or more partisan with the third iteration?
It's all over the place. I mean, I think it's less of a partisan issue and more of a big brother concern here.
So if this is to pass then, and do you it sounds like if it's less partisan at this point, it might have a shot in this version. Would this have broader implications than just a case like what happened at Hacienda? Like, there has been a backlog of untested rape kits at many of the police departments in the Valley for a long time.
Mm-hmm. It would. It would guarantee that those rape kits are tested within 2 hours, which would be phenomenal. But at this point, the bill doesn't have a lot of support from advocates, and we're not seeing law enforcement coming out supporting it as well. Now, granted, that latest version of the bill was just pushed yesterday, so we could see it. But as of now, there's no support from those parties.
Again, I don't want to have you read people's minds, but the politics of this is so odd as well. And Senator Livingston has been under criticism for something completely unrelated to this. Does he have political heft at this point to get support from people across the aisle for something like this? Was there any vibe or any feel for that yesterday?
He does. I think he's got enough friends, people who trust him, who are interested in looking at this bill further, maybe not in its current iteration, but looking towards expanding it and creating something that's more palatable.
Would you expect this to be the final version of the bill or no?
No, certainly not.
As you look forward then, and you said you mentioned law enforcement has not come out to support this, is there a sense that they would not support this? Because, two hours for testing a rape kit would be months shorter than the process takes now, but do they have the resources to do that?
They have the resources to do that now. We're still trying to work with DPS to find out when they're using this rapid DNA system versus the traditional testing method, mm-hmm. so we don't know yet. They could be in support, but then again, we just don't know.
Bree Burkett of the Arizona Republic, thanks for being here.
Thank you.